Oh, now, let's see. What would you use to call a person who cuts up meat and sells it? He would be what? What do you?
Butcher.
And let's see. If a meat say it's been kept too long, you'd say it's done what? If a meat been kept too long, you'd say it's done what? It's
rancid.
Would you say the same thing about butter that's been kept too long?
Yeah, butter was bad to be to taste. Rank or rancid.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And we talked earlier about butchering the hog. What did people ever make anything with the meat from its head?
Yeah, they make hog head cheese with the head and the feet.
Hmm. And did you ever see anybody make a dish where they took the hog liver and maybe ground it up and cooked it? Did you ever see anybody make anything like that?
Grind up the meat.
Grind up the liver of a hog there, yes, ma'am.
The liver, I've heard of it, but I never did do it. They call it liver pudding. Mm-hmm. I never did do that. It didn't appeal to me.
Didn't appeal very much to me either. Did you ever see anybody ever take the juice out of a hog's head cheese and stir it up with some cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it, and then after it gets cold, slice it and fry it? Did you ever see any kind of dish like that?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about scrapple or anything?
Yeah. But now, well, I have made hog head cheese and press it, you know, you have to press it to be filled. And then slice it, put it in a jar, and put vinegar on it and seal it. And then keep it in didn't have no ice box, just keep it in a cool pantry. And it would be good way on in the spring. You could take them pieces out because they were still whole, and they'd eat them with a hot corn hoe cake, and that was good.
Was there any special name for that?
Souse.
Souse? Yeah, no.
Souse meat. But you know, they call it hog head cheese now. Most of the time.
And did you ever know of anybody who made anything out of the hog's blood after he'd been slaughtered?
I've heard of blood puddings, but I never did. Never did see any.
Nobody much around here ever made them. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call the thick sour milk that you keep on hand? What would be your term? What'd you call that?
Sour milk.
Yes, ma'am. The thick kind of sour milk that you might keep on.
Buttermilk.
Now, is that the same thing as curdled milk or something like that, or clabber?
Yeah, that's the, if you're going to churn to make butter, you will put that churn in a warm place, and then when it clabbered, you could turn it over until it was clabbered, and it was ready to churn. And churn till you made up, till the butter is on top, and then take up the butter and wash it.
What would you make out of the clabber? Was there anything you'd make out of that?
No, I never did like to use clabber much. My husband's mother, she liked clabber to eat, and then she said 2 spoonfuls of clabber would make enough of biscuit for her and Mr. Bush, called him Will, breakfast. Hmm. 2 tablespoonfuls of clabber.
Hmm. Did they ever make any kind of cheese from it?
No, I didn't.
Is cottage cheese made from that?
I just don't know how them cottage cheese are made.
What was, after you'd milked the cow, what was the first thing you had to do with the milk? You had to...
Well, you carried it to the house and washed your hands and got your strainer and strained it into whatever you was going to put it in.
And what would you call something that, say, was baked in a deep dish?